एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्म लाभ पर पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृतिः एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्म लाभ परम् पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृतिः एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभ पर पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृतिः एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभ पर पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृति एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभ पर पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृतिः माताजि एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्याम् स्वधर्म परिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभ पर पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायण स्मृतिः एतावान् all these sankhya complete knowledge of matter and spirit yoga abhyam knowledge of mystic power swadharma particular occupational duty parinishthaya by full perception janma birth labha gain, paraha, the supreme, pumsam, of a person, ante, at the end, narayana, the personality of Godhead, smritihi, remembrance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Purport. Narayan is the transcendental personality of Godhead beyond the material creation. Everything that is created, sustained, and at the end annihilated is within the compass of the Mahat Tattva, material principle, and is known as the material world. The existence of Narayan, or the personality of Godhead, is not within the jurisdiction of this Mahat Tattva. And as such, the name, form, attributes, etc. of Narayan are beyond the jurisdiction of the material world. By the speculation of empiric philosophy, which discerns matter from spirit, or by cultivation of mystic powers, which ultimately helps the performer to reach any planet of the universe or beyond the universe, or by discharge of religious duties, one can achieve the highest perfection, provided one is able to reach the stage of Narayana Smriti, or constant remembrance of the personality of Godhead. This is possible only by the association of a pure devotee who can give a finishing touch to the transcendental activities of all jnanis, yogis or karmis in terms of prescribed duties defined in the scriptures. There are many historical instances of the achievement of spiritual perfection, such as that of the Sanakadi rishis or the 9 celebrated yogendras who attained perfection only after being situated in the devotional service of the Lord. None of the devotees of the Lord ever deviated from the path of devotional service by taking to other methods as adopted by the jnanis or yogis. Everyone is anxious to achieve the highest perfection of his particular activity. And it is indicated herein that such perfection is Narayana Smriti, for which everyone must endeavor his best. In other words, life should be molded in such a manner that one is able to progressively remember the personality of Godhead in every step of life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam Swadharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Parahapumsam Ante Narayana Smritihi. The highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Hare Krishna. So I first seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Nartaki Mataji is here. I beg your blessings. Blessings of my father, all the assembled Vaishnavas, those who are watching online. Before speaking on this very, very exalted verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, yesterday's verse, what Venkatabhat Prabhu spoke, and today's verse, in one sense, summarizes the whole Bhagavatam. Everything. So today's verse is the, it's like the outcome, it's the end result. And yesterday's verse is the process. So if we have heard yesterday's class, you have got the process. Today I will just touch upon what comes after we follow the process. So, Just to give you a quick background of the verse, you know, Maharaj Parikshit, after being cursed, he comes to the banks of the Ganges, where sages from all over the universe, all the prominent sages have accumulated. And then Sukhdev Goswami comes in. So in the previous chapter, we discussed the last chapter of the first canto, how Maharaj Parikshit, after Sukhdev Goswami comes, first he glorifies him. He says that, you know, you are just by people like you, just by even thinking of you, we are purified. What to speak of if you come to our home and, you know. So he is very grateful that you have come. And then Maharaj Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami also, you know, he is very happy to be there. And Maharaj Parikshit, he asks a few questions. So pay attention to these questions and I'll explain why these two questions, you know, the answers to these questions are given in this verse 5 and verse 6, you know. So first he asks, I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons, way of perfection for all persons, and especially for one who is about to die. Then he asks, please let me know what a man should hear, chant and remember and worship, and also what he should not do. Sukhdev Goswami, in reply, first he glorifies the questions. He says that wonderful questions, because the answers to this, you know, it is the perfection of life. And then he says that answers to these questions are the prime subject matter for hearing. Parikshit Maharaj is asked about what one should not do. So first he answers that in the, you know, first two or three verses. He speaks about the unfortunate situation of the householders, which means all of us, who are steeped in sense gratification and thinking that it will not end. We just keep, you know, trying hard till our last breath, rather than Ante Narayana Smriti. Till our last breath, we are, you know, Ante Sense Gratification Smriti. Till we die, we are not able to let go of this enjoyment spirit. It's very, very deep rooted. So he says that this is an unfortunate situation. The householders were steeped in sense gratification, not knowing that the persons they are depending on, you know, either we want sense gratification from somebody or we think we are giving it to them. Whatever it is, say they are fallible soldiers and they will all die. Like we will. Everyone is going to die. Prabhupada speaks very, these purports in the first few verses, the last few verses of the previous chapter and first few verses of this chapter. I would humbly request everyone to go through. We don't have time, obviously. But very, very powerful purports where Prabhupada is, you know, really hammering on what we need to understand, you know, as Grihasthas. These two questions that Parikshit Maharaj asked, the way of perfection and what should a man hear, chant, remember and worship. So what a person should hear, chant, remember and worship, he spoke in the previous verse, in the fifth verse. Just read the translation for everyone's benefit. Yeah. So he says, O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and the savior from all miseries. Right? So he said this in previous verse, and in this verse he says that highest perfection of human life, no matter what method you are following, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So this is the lead up to this verse, today's verse. And I want to just spend 1 or 2 minutes on this, what we consider as the highest perfection of life. You know, aam aadmi, people like, you know, you and me, what do we consider as the highest perfection of life? You know, if you take a cricketer, You know, let's look at different professions. What is the highest perfection of life for a cricketer? To be playing for Indian team. After playing for Indian team, to be playing in World Cup. After playing in World Cup, I won World Cup. I was there. So 1983 India won, 2011 India won. So those players still have that sense of pride. That's the perfection of life for them, right? Similarly, if you take a film star, what is perfection of life for them? That they won Oscar. They got a, you know, lifetime achievement award, you know, in Oscar or in Filmfare, whatever. For a businessman, what is the perfection? So just see, this is what we consider as perfection of life. An ordinary man, like, you know, all of us. For a businessman or a person who's working as an employee, what is the perfection of life? For an employee, I want to become CEO. You know? And for a businessman, I want to become unicorn. I want to get a IPO. I want to become billionaire. This is the perfection of their life, right? For a roadside beggar, he also has a concept of perfection. Someone who is living under a, you know, a traffic light every day or under a bridge. What is perfection of life for him or her? Having a home. Ek chota sa jhopdi bhi mil jaye. That is perfection for them. They don't want anything beyond that. That is perfection, right? So, in this material world, like Prabhupada says in the purport, everyone has a different perspective of what is perfection. Everyone thinks that, main jo sochta mujhe wo mil jaye, wo mere life ka perfection hai. Everyone is very happy with that. Everyone wants their life to be perfect. So, interestingly, in the material world also, there is a very small percentage of people who actually strive for even this perfection. Who strive, who make the effort, who do the tapasya needed. You know, as in the Gita it is said, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Amongst millions of people, Manushyanam sahasre kaschid yatati, maybe one or two, very few, will strive for perfection. So, of course, there Krishna is speaking about spiritual perfection. But this applies to material life also. Amongst millions of people, very few will strive for this perfection of their career. And I want to get to the top. Some may have a very weak desire and they try a little bit and then they give up. After that, they don't try. Arey, leave it, you know, why to struggle so much? People don't make the effort even in material life. If you tell them to make the effort in spiritual life, this is too much. In my material life, I am not struggling so much. In spiritual life, you want me to struggle. You know, how is it possible? So, but then of those who are striving for that material perfection, what is their situation? They are lost in their goals. They are completely lost in their goals. They can't think of anything else. You go to such a person and say, chant Hare Krishna, Ante Narayana Smriti. I have no time, you know. You please do Ante Narayana Smriti. I have no time. Everyone is very busy. Everyone, and they are completely lost in their goals. And for those who are not striving for that perfection, for that siddhi, for that, you know, that perfection in their life, they don't have a much big goal. What is their goal then? What is their, you know, day to day? They are stuck, like those who are striving for perfection are stuck in their goals. Those who are not striving for perfection, they are stuck in day-to-day sense gratification. What is my sense gratification today? What will I receive today? What enjoyment can I get today? What will I get to eat today? What will I get to, you know, see today? What will I get to hear today? What will I get to do today? You know, that's it. We are only stuck in that. And for them, that is perfection. Siddhaye is that for them. That is perfection. Right? However, what people don't understand is that even achieving this material perfection in life, this siddhi of achieving your goals, of achieving what you wanted, even achieving this perfection requires tremendous effort. Can you imagine that, you know, like recently we had this Chandrayaan which went to the moon, right? How much effort would have gone? You can think how much the scientists would have strived, how much engineering, how much thinking, how much checking, rechecking, rechecking. 100 times they would have rechecked everything. Everything is working perfectly. How much effort, right? So any perfection in material world, anything where you want to achieve perfection, you want to become the top of your profession, top of your business, even for a homemaker to run a house is not easy. There's so many things that have to be managed. You know, it's like running a factory practically. Running a kitchen is like running a factory. All raw materials have to be there. One raw material is not there, finished product won't come. Namak nahi hai, khana nahi banega. You know, it's like that. Salt is not there, you can't make food. So it's so difficult. That perfection is so difficult. Requires great effort. Acha, even if you manage to achieve that perfection, the result is temporary. Whatever you get by all this hard work, you become member of Indian team. You know, they give you that cap. And, swell heart, swell chest, swells with pride. Temporary. Suddenly, two matches, you will be dropped. You're not taken in the team again for next 15 years. Some people got one chance and never got a chance again. Nothing. Some don't get chance no matter what they do. Some get chance after chance after chance. But even they, after 10, 12, 15 years, then people are waiting when this person will retire. When he will leave. Why he is not leaving the team. Right? And finally, in a disgraced way, they have to leave. You know, they are forced to leave. So the result is temporary. Or even if the result is there for a while, it gives very temporary satisfaction. The thrill of being the CEO of a company or of starting your own business, that thrill, that josh that you get, it doesn't last for a few seconds. Because after that you realize, oh God, what have I taken on? Like this, 500 people, you know, under me, and they're all looking at me. That we are in a mess. Get us out of this mess now. You know, you are so much under pressure. So that thrill also, that pleasure that you get in the material world, it doesn't last. So much effort to get it. So much politics, so much fighting, so much, you know, posturing and this and that to get to that position. And moment you get it, the pressure starts. You can't even enjoy that moment. Immediately someone will come. You know, I remember when my wife always jokes to me about this, that why did you become a manager, you know. I wanted to become a manager. I was working under some manager and I wanted to become manager. The moment you become manager, the situation, for the moment you feel very good. See, now 7 people report to me. That ego is there, no? Ego boost. But then those 7 people, if they are not performing, you don't meet your numbers, you don't do your targets. And then you go to your boss to ask, how do you manage this situation? You know what the boss says? He says that you wanted to become manager, na? Now go manage. You know, karo, sikho abhi apne aap. You know, you learn it on your own. They make fun of you. They don't even tell you what to do. So the pleasure, that high that you get, any perfection of this world, anything, it doesn't last. It's gone very quickly. And then, after some time, what comes? Vyadhi, dukkha, old age. You know, old age comes. Miserable old age comes after some time. No matter how great, brilliant, or amazing you might have been in your field, soon you will be afflicted with illness, you will be affected with old age. And finally, whatever karma we have done to get to that temporary perfection, which gave us kshanik, temporary happiness, ultimately it creates bad karma for us, for which we will suffer in our next lifetime. So the perfection of this material world is full of faults. It may give you happiness. See, like for example, the whole country was proud that Chandrayaan has gone towards the moon. Very nice. Wonderful. Now what? Okay, it touched the moon. Now what? Okay, it got some photographs. Now what? Okay, aage kya? Now the happiness is, yeah, you may put, you know, photographs and videos. You know, there are a lot of videos circulating, you know, on WhatsApp and LinkedIn and Facebook and all these places about that, you know, rocket taking off. Wonderful. We are all very happy, but that happiness lasts for few seconds, while, you know, 10 people, 50 people, 150 people liked your post. My post went viral, you know. You feel very happy, but it's gone. It's gone. That's the nature of this world. So Maharaj Parikshit, when he meets Sukhdev Goswami, he asks this question: what is the way of perfection for all persons? So for someone who is working in corporate life, he is not interested in winning World Cup. He wants to watch World Cup. And someone who is playing in World Cup, he is not interested in becoming CEO of company. He wants to become CEO of his team. So everyone's conception of perfection is different. No one has the same conception ki, oh, your perfection is this. Hey, my perfection also same. No. Everyone has a different conception of perfection. So therefore, his question is so wonderful. Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what is the way of perfection for all persons? All. This is his words. What is the way of perfection for all persons? And especially for one who is about to die. And Sukhdev Goswami over here answers it so clearly. Very clear, right? He says, the highest perfection of human life achieved by whatever means, by knowledge of matter, by jnana, by dhyana, by karma, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Okay, this, he says, is the perfection. So, if we accept the words of, you know, Sukhdev Goswami, he says, yeah, so no matter what is your profession, you are an engineer, you're an engineer, you're an accountant, you're a, you know, sportsman, you're a doctor, whatever you are, whoever you are, even if you are unoccupied, you don't have a job, you're unemployed, right? No matter what is your social status, you know, whether you are a brahmachari, you're a grihastha, you're a vanaprastha, you're a sannyasi, whatever is your varna, whatever is your ashram, whatever is your gender, oh, is it only for men, not for women? Is it only for women, is it not for men? No, whatever is your gender, whatever is your age, whatever is your nationality, oh, it's only for Hindus, only for Indians, no, for everyone. You see, in any spiritual path, I mean, any bona fide spiritual path, what is their concept? Keep on remembering the Lord. It's not just in Sanatan Dharma it is like that. Even in Islamic faith, they also are like that. They keep remembering the Lord. Even in Christian faith, they keep remembering the Lord. That's the idea. Ante Narayana Smriti. Their concept of who is Narayana may be different. But the concept is the same. You know, so whoever you are, or whichever spiritual process you are following, Prabhupada makes it very clear. And Sukhdev Goswami also makes it very clear. Say that you are a karmi, you are following path of karma, you are following path of jnana, you are following path of mystic yoga, whoever you may be. The perfection of life is to remember the Supreme Lord at the end of life. This is perfection of life. You may be perfect in everything else, but you don't do this, then you will be punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. You will again take birth. Again you will have to again strive for perfection. Like, you know, in this life, imagine in this life, you struggle very hard. Tremendous effort. You become maybe, you know, some engineer, then you become MBA, then you struggle, go up the ranks one by one, one by one. At the age of 40, 45, you become CEO of a company, you know. And very hard you struggle for 10, 15 years to somehow hold on to that position. Once you become CEO, there's only one way down. There's only one way, no? You can only go down after that. You can't go up beyond that. You're at the top. Only niche hi ja sakte na, aur kya? There's nothing else. You somehow hold on, gaddi pakadke, you know, holding on to that chair, not letting go. And at the age of 60, you get a heart attack and you die. Because of all the stress and pressure you've taken. Now, next life, if at all we are born as human beings, you can't say, hey, hold on, I was CEO of this company last life, you understand?
अदब से बात करो, टॉक टू मी रिस्पेक्टफुली, हट,
यू नो द स्कूल चिल्ड्रन विल जस्ट पुश हिम अवे और व्हूएवर इट इज, राइट? यू टू स्टार्ट अगेन फ्रॉम स्क्रैच, ए बी सी डी, लर्न अगेन, लर्न अगेन, 2 + 2 = 4, why 2 - 4 = -2, or what is this -2? Learn it again from scratch. So difficult, no? Right? So real perfection is to remember the Lord, and it's equally true for everybody. But because we are so much steeped in the material world, we are so much attached to our body, our family members, our position in society, our assets, our bank balance, we are so attached, right, that we are unable to remember anything else. We cannot. It's very difficult. You know, once I think Radha Gopinath Prabhu had told this story of one devotee boy who came from a family in which the lady, you know, there was a lady who was like the matriarch of the family, you know, like a Marwadi family. And she was, you know, her husband passed away. So she took over the business. She ran it, you know, then she had her children. Children grew up, you know, they started supporting her, everything. Then she became old and she was about to die. And her grandson had become a devotee. So grandson went to her deathbed to tell her that, Dadi, Bhagwan ka naam lo, Hari ka naam lo, chant Hare Krishna. And you know what she was doing? She was beating her chest and saying, Maro piso, maro piso. Piso means money, my money, my money. She was beating her chest and saying, Maro piso. He's saying, Dadi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she's saying, maro piso, my money. And like that she left her body. She was not able to chant Hare Krishna. Though her grandson tried his best, he chanted for her probably, but she was not able to. There was one more story someone told that once there was one, again similar, you know, man of the house who was running a business. He had his brothers, he had his sons, nephews, nieces, you know, big family, joint family, all living together. And he was the one who was running the business, a big shop, you know, and he was running that business. One day he fell sick, very seriously sick, and he was about to die. He was on his deathbed. So on his deathbed, he asked, Majala bhai kidare, where's my middle brother? He said, Bhaiya, I'm here. Because his eyesight was also so weak, he couldn't see. He said, I'm here. He said, where's my youngest brother? He said, Bhaiya, I am here. He said, where is my son? So he says, Father, I am here. Where is my daughter? Father, I am here. Where are my nephews and nieces? We are all here. He says, if everyone is here, who is looking after the shop? You see, so this is that mentality that till the last moment we are unable to give up what is dear to us. Ante Narayan Smriti, so easy. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Antakale Chamam Eva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Ya Prayati Sammat Bhavam Yati Asti Na Atra Sanshaya. Krishna makes it very clear. You remember me alone at the time of death, you will come back to me, you will go back to Godhead. Of this, there is no doubt. What a powerful, hope-giving statement. You can say, very good, yaar. All our life we will enjoy, and ante Narayana Smriti. Sate, you know, it's so nice, so comfortable. Enjoy like anything, and end of life we will do this. But it is not so easy. Even for devotees, don't think, oh, this is for the karmis. They think they can cheat Krishna. They can't cheat Krishna. We can cheat Krishna. We feel we are devotees, no, so we can cheat Krishna. You know, those are outsiders, so they can't. We are special, we are, you know, Vaishnavas. Doesn't work. Even you can't cheat Krishna, even you may be great Vaishnava, but we can't cheat the Lord. You know, I'll tell this beautiful story, it's just Krishna's arrangement. This story came to me yesterday evening on WhatsApp. I'm sure many of you have already received it, but I will still say it. It's a very beautiful, it's a little long story, but I'll just quickly go through it. So this is a story of one Mataji who was serving in Mayapur. Not very old. She was maybe, must have been maybe 45, 50, whatever. So, so she was serving in Mayapur and she was serving over there some devotees who were sick. That was her service. So she would serve them, she would chant for them, you know, so that they can remember Krishna at the time of death. So this is what was her service. But somehow she felt so sick. She was vomiting, you know, and this and that, and toxins spread all over her body, multiple organ failure, brain stopped functioning. So she says, she's telling her story. She says that, I felt so sick. I never thought that I am tending to people. I was thinking I am very mercifully helping people to remember people, at the, remember Krishna at the time of death. But the situation came to me. And she says that at that time when all the organs start failing, she said that death had come to me. I was on my deathbed. She says at that time the intellect shuts down and only the mind remains. The mind is still active. Intellect has shut, brain has shut down. So she wanted to call, she was lying down alone. She wanted to call somebody, but whom was she? She didn't call out to Krishna. She's sharing her own realization. Okay, so this is very beautiful. She's sharing her own realization. Said, I wanted to think whom I should call out to. I ended up calling out to my mother. Because in my childhood, whenever I was sick, my mother would take care of me. So instead of calling for Krishna, and she says, I have been chanting for 23 years. Okay, so now this is the scary part. She says she was in bhakti for 23 years, living where? Not in Mumbai Nagri, not in Maya Nagri. She's living in Mayapur. And she says that after 23 years, I remembered my mother. Why? Because my mother is to give me comfort. My brain had stopped working. My mind told me, mother means comfort. So mother. We say, you know, so the moment he slip and fall down, he say, I go. You know, it comes very naturally. So, she says, I remembered my mother. And she says, the ironical part is that I have trained many devotees how to, when death comes, how to, you know, ekagra, make your consciousness fully focused on Krishna, not go here, there. See, I have trained many devotees. But when it came to me, I couldn't remember Krishna. And she says, the reason for this, and this is again powerful, please pay attention. She says, unfortunately, throughout my life, I had not put in the effort to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. She says, I had not put the effort to chant the holy name attentively. She said, often while chanting, I was multitasking. She's admitting. Imagine for a devotee who's been in the moment for 23 years to admit like this publicly. She's put this on WhatsApp. It is circulating to every single person in the world. She's admitting. What all of us are doing, she is admitting on our behalf. Okay. She says, often while chanting, I multitask, feeling too busy with preaching and service. I have so many services, you know, thoda, while I'm chanting, I do little bit service. Krishna will understand. He knows, even the service is for him, even the chanting is for him, the Lord will understand. Right? So like that. She says, I was assuming that someday, and this is what all of us are doing, okay, this is very hard hitting. It's like, oh, slap, you know. She says, assuming that someday, miraculously, some miracle will happen. Miraculously, due to my service, I will develop a taste for the holy name. I will chant in this spaced out way every single day of my life, putting no energy into my chanting. But I am doing so much service. I am preaching. I am doing deity worship. I am manager of temple. I am this, I am that. I am doing so many services. Don't you know? So many services. So miraculously, because of my service, someday I will develop taste for holy name. But she is saying it didn't happen that way. So she was just crying out the name of her mother. Mother, mother, mother. She was crying out the name of her mother. And then suddenly she heard. So she had given a message. Okay. She had given a message to the devotees. She's from Kazakhstan, somewhere near Russia. She had given a message to the devotees there that I am going to leave my body. Please chant for me. She had given a message. So there in Kazakhstan, the devotees were doing a 3-hour kirtan for this Mataji. For Anand Vrindavani Mataji. And as a result, when she was chanting mother, 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 there was a nurse next to her. That nurse told her, why are you crying? Just chant Hare Krishna. Nurse told her, why are you crying? Just chant Hare Krishna. And she was immediately reminded, yes, I must chant Hare Krishna. She mentions in that same message that later on she came to know that this lady, this nurse who told her, why are you crying? Just chant Hare Krishna. She was a Muslim nurse. And she says that later on when I recovered, I went back to that nurse. I tried to give her books of Srila Prabhupada. She didn't take. She refused to accept. So she asked her, why did you tell me to chant Hare Krishna? She says, I don't know. She also doesn't know why she told her to chant Hare Krishna. But she told her. Now this Mataji mentions that because she reminded me, I tried to chant. Now she, imagine, she's on her deathbed. She's about to leave her body. She tried to chant, but she says, my throat, the sound only was not coming out. So the sound of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was not coming out of my mouth. And she says, in that situation, she was about to leave her body. And she says that the devotees who were chanting in Kazakhstan, her realization is, it manifested as a doctor who came to her and who chanted Mangalacharan. We chant, that He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. So he chanted this Mangalacharan, then he chanted Hare Krishna for her. And amidst this, feeling immense gratitude towards this doctor, as well as profound remorse, that what a fool I was, my foolish life, my offensive chanting. Thinking of this, she left her body. She left her body and she was fearful while leaving her body because she realized, I have failed the test completely. Radha Gopinath Prabhu always says, right, that life is a preparation and death is a examination. So she says, I have failed the exam, I thought to myself, what a fool I have been to treat the holy name so superficially throughout my life. I scolded myself. And here something amazing happens. Okay. She says, at that moment, I suddenly saw my deities, whom I had been worshipping for 23 years. Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. She saw Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. And she says, I'm just now speeding it up because we have less time. She says, my whole life passed in front of me like a reel, like a film reel. She saw many incidents from her life, okay? And she saw that at each stage, each incident that happened in her life, she saw Lord Jagannath standing next to her. While she's looking at the reel, like it's like uska movie of her life is playing out in front of her. She's seeing herself doing this service. She is seeing herself being attacked by somebody. She is seeing herself being blasphemed by somebody. At each stage, she is seeing Lord Jagannath standing next to her. So, what a realization. She realized, I was in a shock. She said, at this moment, she said, at that moment, I was in shock because I realized that Krishna never left me for one moment. After I started chanting his names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Imagine the Lord never leaves your side. We have heard this, we have memorized it, that, what is that? Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha ganai. Reside in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Oh, we have heard a million times, but when we have to do our nonsense, we do it. We behave like atheists, as though God doesn't exist. We do our rubbish. But here she's saying that she could see the Lord with her at each stage. Imagine. She says, He showed me the most significant moments of my life were when the devotees were all sitting together and chanting Hare Kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So she speaks about what she saw in that, you know. So I'll request you to read it. There's not so much time. So please read it. It is beautiful. But, you know, he says, the Lord did not show me any other events in that reel. What I considered important in my life, Lord didn't show that in the reel. He only showed me performing kirtan, doing service, whatever things. That's all I saw. And she says, then suddenly I came back into my body. She says, I am like Ajamil. I got a second chance. A near-death experience. And after that, I got back into my body. So one of the devotees in our group, Pritam Mawad, he made a beautiful analysis of this whole pastime. Yesterday only he sent it, and yesterday he sent his analysis. I'm just going to quickly, what are the spiritual lessons that we can learn from Anand Vrindavani Mataji's experience? So he says, it offers valuable spiritual lessons. What are those? The importance of attentive chanting. When we are chanting, chant attentively. The unseen protection of Krishna. She states many examples of Krishna, how he protected her when she was in danger. She didn't see the hand of Krishna, but Krishna was by her side. He protected her. So unseen hand of Krishna. The potency of congregational chanting. The devotees in Kazakhstan were chanting maybe 5,000 miles away. But it manifested as that Muslim nurse who told her to chant Hare Krishna and that doctor who came and chanted Hare Krishna for her at her last moment. Right? The significance of spiritual teachers. She, at the end, she glorifies her guru. She glorifies various senior devotees who, you know, who played an important role in her life. So she speaks about the significance of spiritual teachers who teach us the importance of Ante Narayana Smriti. They teach us that. And the mercy and power of Lord Jagannath and the holy name. So these lessons from this story, we should not take it as some exotic story. Oh, so nice, na? No, we should learn from this and apply this in our life. That what if it happens to me now when I step out of the temple, if I'm going down the steps, I trip and fall and die. Will I be able to do Ante Narayana Smriti? Just heard lecture. Just spoke the lecture and went out. And then, Ante, sense gratifications. You know, you remember that. Just imagine, what a risky life we live as devotees also. 23 years and still she says that I couldn't remember. It's a very powerful story. So how to then remember? How to achieve this state of remembrance? Prabhupada doesn't say, in the purport, Prabhupada says, not only at the time of death, now, all through our life, we have to remember, you know. So how to remember Krishna at the final moment? First of all, we have to understand its importance. What is the importance of Ante Narayana Smriti? He says, first, we have to understand its importance. In the Padma Purana, it is stated, Smartavya Satatam Vishnur, Vismartavya Na Jatuchit, Sarve Vidhi Nishedashur, Etayor Eva Kinkarha. Krishna should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. Krishna should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and all the prohibitions, you know, the vidhi, which is the rules, and the nishedha, which is the regulations, prohibitions mentioned in the shastra, should be the servants of these two principles. Everything else is just a detail. Most important, smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya na jatuchit. This is the most important. So first we understand that Padma Purana, our scriptures tell us that this is the most important thing. Always remember Krishna, never forget. Second, how to achieve this state of remembrance? Prabhupada says in the purport, only possible by the association of a pure devotee. You just can't, you know, you can't just, you know, artificially, mechanically remember Krishna. It's not possible. Unless the Lord empowers us through His empowered servants, it is not possible. So we need the association of pure devotee. We need to hear their instructions. We need to follow their, not just hear. You heard, "Arey, what wonderful lecture no Maharaj gave today. So nice, so wonderful." But if you don't follow those instructions, what's the point? Maharaj speaks about humility. Radhan Maharaj always touches upon humility in every class he touches. Because that is what he wants us to imbibe. But if we still remain proud, what's the point? What have you achieved? You are not following your guru. So, following the instructions and then receiving their mercy and blessings. Third, how to achieve remembrance of Krishna so that we achieve perfection? There is a saying in English, no? Practice makes perfect. So, only by practice we can become perfect. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, if we practice the process given by Sukhdev Goswami in verse number 5, what is that? Hearing and chanting constantly. You may say, where constantly? It's not possible only. I am working, Baba. You don't know? I am working. I have so many services. I have job, family, this, that, other. All right. At least when you are hearing and chanting, that time pray, be present. Be attentive. If we are hearing and chanting with attention, with intent, when we chant, we should chant with intent. Not with the, yeah, I have to just complete my, you know, 12, 13. It's like that 10, 9, 8, 7, the takeoff of the rocket, no? We are waiting for our beadback to take off from my hand and go into that hook. Oh, I'm done. No. We have to be very conscious when we are chanting. If we chant like that, then remembering Krishna is very natural. You don't have to make special efforts. If we keep Krishna in the center of all our activities, like yesterday Prabhuji mentioned, we practice doing everything for Krishna. Like Krishna says in the Gita, you know, that, yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad josi, dadasi yad. Yesterday he quoted very beautifully. In this verse, yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad josi, dadasi yad, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva mat arpanam. Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever charity you do, whatever tapasya you do, do it as an offering to me. And he quoted Dwarkadish Prabhu, saying, Dwarkadish Prabhu said, the essence of this verse is, yat karoshi mat arpanam. Yat karoshi, whatever you do, mat arpanam, offer it to me. Whatever it is. Just do it as an offering to the Lord. So if we live like that, keeping Krishna in the center, doing whatever we do for the pleasure of Krishna, gradually we will come to the point of Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Krishna, after this Antakalecha Mam Eva, in the 7th verse, 8.7, he says, no, that Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Therefore, remembering me, you fight. Do your duty remembering me. He said, not possible. Even when I'm chanting, I can't remember you. How while doing my duty, I will remember? But if we live our life sincerely like this, you know, that yat karoshi madarpanam, we do everything for Krishna, then we can remember the Lord. We will come to a point where, like the pure devotees, they cannot take out Krishna's remembrance from their mind for a moment. Even if they try, the gopis are saying, when Narad Muni comes and meets, the gopis say, we want to take out this Krishna. When Uddhava meets, he says, we want to forget this Krishna. But he is gone and got stuck in our hearts. We just can't forget him. Look at our situation. We try to remember him, we can't remember. But if we are sincere, this is possible. That is what Prabhupada has given us. That is what Sri Gaur Nithai have given us. This process is perfect. It is the process of perfection. It is the process to achieve perfection. It is the process of perfection. and it will give us perfection in life. Ante Narayan Smriti. But if we do not take this seriously, we don't take this process seriously, and we are spaced out in our sadhana, we are spaced out in our services, we are spaced out in our consciousness, then like this Mataji said, like she mentioned, even for devotees, not 100% guaranteed. You will have to take birth again and again and again till you realize that how stupid I am being, that having received the most perfect process given by Parikshit Maharaj, given by Sukhdev Goswami, given by our acharyas, despite receiving it, still we wasted our life. We should not come to that. So just to summarize, to conclude, the perfection of human life, we discussed that many people have different conceptions of perfection, but the true perfection of life is not just Ante Narayana Smriti, Prathame, Madhye, and Ante Narayana Smriti. At the start also, we have to remember Krishna. In the middle also, we have to remember Krishna. And at the end also, we have to remember Krishna. How is this possible? This is not possible by our own effort. This is possible by the mercy of a pure devotee, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Vaishnavas. If we serve the Vaishnavas sincerely, you know, without any ulterior motive, we just serve them. They will bless us with their heart. Dil se they will give blessings. May you be a good devotee. It's a very big blessing. May you be a good devotee. We are not even devotee. May you be a good devotee. What a fantastic blessing. You know, if they give us blessings, then by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, by sincere, determined and pure sadhana and seva, then we also will be able to remember Krishna at the end of life, and we will be able to attain His loving, you know, eternal loving association in the spiritual world. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.